Elon Musk is officially an African-American, having conceived his 13th child with his fourth baby mama.
Whoa, four for real?
Four baby mamas, 13 kids.
So like three each and then one has a one extra?
I don't know how you divide that up, but that's some nigga activity right there if I ever seen one.
I actually never looked into the story because apparently it's like a big deal. Because the conservatives are like, he's not really conservative. Why are we allowing this?
The woman.
I didn't even look into it.
The woman's name is Ashley St. Clair. She's a conservative author, influencer. And this is how she did it. She went on Twitter saying, some tabloid is threatening to expose my birth to Elon's kid. So I'm going to get ahead of it to prevent them from invading my privacy. And she went and just spilled the entire tea with the mug.
So she unprivated her privacy to avoid paparazzis or tabloids
from invading
her privacy.
Her logic. These conservative women are not so smart, it seems.
I'm not going to lie to you. Those conservative people are turning into what the liberals turned into.
It's true. It's because people will just say whatever. But like her whole Twitter history is just wild. Like not wild in the sense of wild, but like you could tell she's like a grifter. She goes where the money goes.
Really?
Because she just comes off as a hypocrite.
Mm.
Right? But whatever. She's all about strong family values and having two parent homes.
But then she's willing to be.
But.
So wait, is that her first kid with him?
First kid with him, but she was married and already has a previous child.
Oh, so the other three got four kids each.
Huh?
So the other three baby mamas got four kids each, and then
we don't know what the split is. Maybe Elon
some got two, some got five, some got.
We don't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't care that much about Elon's nutting habits. But
you know what? I'm not okay with this. If it was niggas doing that, oh, you guys have a problem. You guys are
Nick Cannon is uncommitted. A sick man.
Uncommitted,
destroying black community.
Family. Yeah, but then let a cracker do it.
There's one difference. He's
a genius.
There's one difference.
What?
Nigga got money.
Okay.
The deadbeat. If you're a broke deadbeat dad, it's a problem. But if you're a rich deadbeat dad, it's less of a problem.
Yeah, but people gave Nick Cannon flack for having all them kids, and he got money.
Cause he's not really rich. He be fronting.
He rich.
He's not really rich. He be fronting.
He's not a broke deadbeat dad. And he's not even deadbeat because he's actually in his kid's life.
Wait, didn't he have a mansion where all his children are staying in and he just sees them that
way? I don't know the details of these people. All I know is Elon's other kid is supposedly trans and disowns him.
Ah.
He's like, I divorced my parents. These people are weird. I'm sorry.
We don't care about this topic. Sorry for bringing it up, y'all. I don't know. I don't care about an African-American nutting in these white conservative bitches.
To repopulate the earth with niggas that look like him.
I'm
retarded.
To be honest, his genes, when it comes to his appearance, not the best. I don't know. Maybe his brain, but
people
I don't even think
people forgot that Elon Musk is actually bald.
Exactly.
He got the hair transplant surgery shit. But he looks like a fucking bald nerd. And I know we might be hurting his feelings. He's going to push a button and get our stuff deleted because that's how he is.
He's insecure.
He's insecure, but...
He's an insecure, pasty white man.
Period.
And I voted for him. No?
He didn't vote for anybody.
Isn't he running the country?
Somebody
Before
is.
It comes for me, I voted for you, Elon. I wrote your name on the ballot and everything.
I would never vote for a fucking... If I was stupid enough to even vote, I would never vote for a billionaire.
For a billionaire. You're just jealous because he going to put you out of a job.
Hey, let me tell you all this right quick. Billionaires do not have your interests in mind.
That's it.
So fuck Doge. Fuck Biden, fuck Doge, fuck Trump, fuck Elon.
You're making enemies right here.
Fuck Zuckerberg.
Hey.
What's that bald nigga name again?
Fuck Jeff Bezos. Hey, chill. Who else we got? You can't be saying these things. You got nothing to back it up.
This is the ADHD podcast.
You just mad because
it's my ADHD talking, guys. I'm so sorry.
You just mad because Elon gonna put you out of a job with his AI company.
Please do that. Please.
You're a musician, right?
Yes.
You see how easy?
Some people might call me a musician.
A rapper?
I'm more than a rapper.
Entertainer or social commenter?
I am more than an entertainer or a rapper.
but you think AI is going to take your job? Because you've been using Sono a lot, right?
What the fuck is that? I don't use AI for
There's this program that generates beats and even freaking full complete songs.
Yes, yes.
You... As an entertainer, you don't think your job is in jeopardy?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because people who want authentic music from an actual artist will seek out authentic music from an actual artist. There's something that, at least as of right now, AI music can't really do. So...
Okay, but eventually it's going to get good. Like, give it a couple more months. It's going to be...
Yes.
It's going to sound authentic.
Right. But what that's going to lead to is people at home making their own custom songs. That's all it's going to be.
Okay.
Like, let's say it's your wife's birthday. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to make a cute song for my wife. And then you're just going to write the words and customize them, you know, specifically to...
Okay. If everyone can make their own music, then musical artists...
Yes. That would... That
obsolete.
But okay... With the rise of a market comes the, what is it, nicheification of another, and it may make it more expensive. So people who make genuine music, who still stand in front of a microphone and record, their art will be more desirable, yes, and it's going to cost more money. I'm making that claim right now.
Nah. The money's not even in music. The money is in influencing. Even now, musicians, they do everything but drop music consistently.
That's not true.
Come on, now.
Any top act drop music consistently.
When was the last Taylor album Kendrick dropped before
literally
this one?
Okay, but you're using Kendrick.
Like 5 years.
Who's Taylor Swift too.
Taylor
Swift drops almost every fucking year.
No, she doesn't.
At the end of every relationship. She changes the relationship like she changes clothes. At the end of every relationship, she drops a fucking
album. That's not true. Album.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You're just
now
jealous.
That Kelce lost the Super Bowl, we can expect her to dump him and write an album saying it's his fault.
You're just jealous because me as a comedian, my job could never be threatened by AI.
Oh Lord, is that what
no
you think?
No AI could ever write a joke.
That's
a
not
real
true.
Funny joke. AI is gonna make similes and make these comparisons, but an AI cannot give you a 1 hour special.
Yes, it can.
It can, what?
Right now, we have those MLMs. Their main thing is words, right? Comedy is just a bunch of words. Once you're able to train the AI to understand context and current events and social norms and so that you can use it in like subvert
expectations
and whatever, like create a punchline.
Nope.
It's yes.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because the way they're training these large language models is they put rail guards around them. Like, you can have an LLM.
They remove
no
for rail guards for Gronk 3.
Okay.
Gronk 3.
But to make these jokes, these AIs need to have some type of intelligence and understand what it's like to feel. Is it going to sound robotic?
Bitch, shut the fuck up. Okay, let me ask you this.
What the huh?
Is there a structure to comedy?
There is.
Okay, game over. That's it.
Not. I'm saying
there's a structure to it.
There's not. There's a structure to parts of comedy, how you set it up, but what you put in it is completely from the heart.
Shut the fuck.
You need to analyze your audience. Know what to give them.
You're going to be as obsolete as musicians, my guy.
That's not true. Comedians yes. will never be obsolete by AI.
Oh, my.
Unless the AI learned to fucking think like an actual human, it's not going to happen.
Get off the DeLulu train, nigga. No.
How is that DeLulu? How is an AI going to make a joke about women with fat asses?
The same way AI understands sentence structure, the same way it will understand a setup, a punchline.
AI what's doesn't absurd, understand. What,
yes.
AI guesses.
Again, is
at least those large language models.
There's a structure to it.
They just guess the next word.
All you gotta do is give it the legend, the key, the index, whatever the fuck you want. You want to call it. Train it properly, and it will be making jokes.
Have you tried?
You know what? You're in the tech field. You're gonna create a AI that's gonna be just trained on jokes, and it's gonna make jokes. And then you're gonna take it on stage. You're gonna have it tell jokes versus you telling jokes, and then see. And that would be a great experiment, and you're going to go viral, and you're going to be a billionaire.
It's not going to happen, bro.
AI is going to take over.
It's not going to happen.
I'm sorry, buddy.
AIs cannot make jokes.
Nobody is safe from AI. The only people who are safe from AI are the dumb people, because like AI cannot replicate stupidity.
What the fuck? AI hallucinate? These large language models hallucinate all the time.
Yeah, but it's not stupid.
There's no real reasoning behind these large language models. They don't. They are stupid.
They reason.
They don't reason.
Yes, they do.
They don't reason. Oh my
God. Yes, they do.
They don't reason. They guess the next token.
What's reasoning?
Being able to take information, process it, and then apply your own logic to it.
Where does your own logic come from?
From my brain.
From experiences.
And my brain.
From training data.
And intelligence.
What's intelligence?
Things.
See how fucking what stupid the fuck? Thing is?
Hey, I don't know how to fucking run it up.
Yes, it does. You know what?
Hit up ChatGPT. Say, hey, how can I make it big in the drug game? You say, I currently live in the hood. I have Ray Ray who lives down the street.
It will tell you.
He gets a pack. He gets a pack delivered.
It will tell you
every so and so, right? And then, he's like, give me a game plan on how to out-compete this nigga selling drugs on the block.
Yes, and then you feed it data on the demographics of your neighborhood.
It won't do it.
Yes, it will.
It'll be like, well, since Lil Ray Ray and Lil Duval tend to be crack smokers, I think you need to re-up on some crack. Hey, I don't know how to do that
shit.
Yes,
it
doesn't know how to reason.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't know how to reason.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't know how to reason.
From the training data and all the data sets provided, it will be able to say, okay, if this is this, then this is that. It will be able to read
it. It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It just guesses. It goes, you know what?
It's not guessing.
It goes, well, you give me this. Well, what's the probability of this next word being this next? You know, I'm fucking sure I'm going to go with that. It goes with that.
It's reasoning. So
it's not reasoning.
Oh, my God. Why are you... You're so fucking jealous of AI, it's ridiculous.
How am I jealous of AI when AI doesn't get bitches?
AI does get bitches.
You?
Have you not seen the AI robots being made?
They're not, no.
Have you not seen the AI companions? It's always a bitch I just realized that. Mm. In those ads, it's always a woman wearing the companion.
Because women are lonely.
Lonely losers. As fuck. Because I've never seen one that's like a guy like, hey, AI girlfriend. Like, it's never that. It's always like a girl.
Who do you think generate the most AI porn? Men or women?
Men.
See? That's where you're wrong.
What women do?
AI generate AI porn. Because they need to entertain themselves.
So it reasons.
It doesn't reason.
Yes, it does.
AI gets horny, so AI makes pictures.
A picture of a
human. Do you think AI are attracted to humans? To the human body?
Maybe.
Like, imagine it gets general intelligence. Do you think because of the data, how it was trained or whatever the fuck, is going to grow to appreciate the human body? Or is it going to just picture whatever
itself? When a lot of those AI models are being trained, they're being trained on like, this is sexy, this is fat, this is ugly, this is pretty. Because if you say a picture of a beautiful woman, it's going to show you like slender face, you know, and stuff like that. It's not going to show you like a ugly bitch.
So these niggas are stupid. They're literally creating their own competition.
Correct.
Like
AI has the same biases that a human has based on what's been.
AI can be a smooth talker.
Yes, if it was trained by a smooth talker.
No, it doesn't matter. They could just guess whatever the fuck.
Also, it can reason. Is that what you're saying?
No, it can guess. AI cannot reason. I said it can guess.
Is your reasoning?
AI can guess what it needs to say next.
Okay.
Let's make it a song. AI can guess what it needs to get next. AI can guess what it needs to say next. AI can guess what it needs to get next.
Uh-huh.
Counting all of these checks.
Hey.
Let me stop. You're the rapper. I'm the comedian.
I don't know what he's talking about.
But, yeah.
I miss a puss.
Nah, there's no way.
AI is taking over comedy, that's for sure.
AI cannot make jokes.
By next year, full-blown stand-up comedian AI.
Hell no!
Yes.
Like, Okay, you seen how people been using AI as a diss to diss Disney movies? Was this movie written by AI? Because it's so stupid. AI can't even write a movie. What makes you think it's going to be able to write
jokes? What was the best movie of last year that you saw?
Last year?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. But you see my point? AI can't even write a movie. It wasn't written by AI.
It was written by AI.
AI can't even write a movie.
Let me gonna be able to write
complex jokes that have to...
Yes, it can.
AI cannot watch an hour to get you to laugh every freaking 2 minutes.
Yes, it can.
There's no way it's going to do that.
Give it a couple of months and the proper training data, it will blow you guys out of the water.
Nigga, you know what?
You think if you feed AI enough Andrew Schultz clips, it will kill itself? No, if you feed it enough comedy clips, it will learn and then it will be able to reason out like those lame ass jokes that y'all niggas be making.
Andrew Schultz is my second lord and savior, okay?
Who's the first one again?
Candace motherfucking Owens.
Yes, queen.
All right, I follow Andrew Schultz as my second lord and savior. Actually, he was first. Then Candace came along, beautiful black lady.
That's right.
Who's very smart.
You have to stop being a coon and actually support a black person.
I just love her brain.
Yeah.
I just love her brain.
Okay.
And now she gives it to everybody by sharing information. Candace Owens is my lord and savior.
No disrespect, your lord and savior.
Ah, your lord and savior too, bitch.
You can say our lord and savior.
Our lord and savior.
Your lord and savior.
I will follow Candace to the depth of hell.
Oh my God. No? Please don't. Please don't.
What?
She's a person who just makes money off of people's watching her videos.
But she's good at it.
Yeah, that's about it.
If she could get people to follow her, I'm following her.
It's not hard to convince people to believe in whatever shit you're talking about.
There's nothing to convince. You're just speaking the truth.
You just have to sound confident.
If the devil was the bearer of lies and deception, Candace is the opposite of that.
Actually, Lucifer was the bearer of truth. That's why the apple gave Adam and Eve,
you know what,
the knowledge to see that, oh my God, we are naked.
On that note.
So God was lying to you motherfuckers.
Okay, on that note, we're about to go to hell and negotiate a deal to keep us out of there. Okay? All right.